Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
This is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song, and I'm Mike Hobart. This week, My Favourite Things.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favourite things.
For a while, in the late 1950s and early 1960s, New York jazz musicians competed to turn unlikely tunes into modernist gems. Sonny Rollins, for example, transformed the song I'm an Old Cowhand. But his fellow saxophonist John Coltrane's 13-minute version of My Favourite Things seemed perverse. The song's waltz tempo, unusual structure, and frothy emotional palette were at odds with prevailing jazz practice. The song came from the Rodgers and Hammerstein show, The Sound of Music. It was first performed by Mary Martin and Patricia Nui on Broadway in 1959. Maria is a would-be nun who's told by her abbess she's to work as a governess for the Von Trapp family. The now so familiar lines, raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, are part of a nostalgic list that Maria summons to cheer herself up. The shifting cadences and the final reassuring shift to a major key brilliantly capture the two women's emotions.
Cream-coloured ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favourite things.
John Coltrane's pianist at the time, McCoy Tyner, recalled that a song plugger had showed Coltrane the sheet music. Coltrane was intrigued, and he put it in his set, reworking the song as a minor key vamp. He made it the title track of his album in October 1960, improvising on soprano sax on the raga scale introduced to him by the sitarist Ravi Shankar. Coltrane's choice of soprano sax reintegrated the instrument into jazz, where it had long been out of favour. A radio-friendly edit was released as a single, which helped push the album to sell 50,000 copies in its first year. Remarkable for a jazz album. One commentator likened the track to a hypnotic Eastern dervish dance. Coltrane's refashioning of the song helped to filter Indian music to a wider audience, 5 years before the Beatles track Norwegian Wood became the first pop song to use a sitar. And the Doors guitarist, Robbie Krueger, used elements of Coltrane's vamp to spice up the instrumental breaks of the band's hit, Light My Fire, in 1967. Hollywood picked up the Sound of Music stage show in 1965 and released one of the most successful musical films ever, with Julie Andrews as Maria delivering the definitive version of My Favourite Things. The film shifts the setting of the song from the Abbey to Maria's new bedroom, where she comforts the Von Trapp children during a thunderstorm.
When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favourite things, and then I don't feel
My Favourite Things was a perfect vehicle for Andrew's precise, reassuring and slightly prim English cadences, and it possibly gave the children greater comfort than The Lonely Goat Herd, the song sung during the thunderstorm in the original stage musical. Many subsequent stage productions have kept to this reordering. My Favourite Things has become a Christmas staple, ranging from Jack Jones' version in 1964 to Mary J. Blige's cover on her album Merry Christmas in 2013.
Kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with string. These are a few of my favourite things.
The Danish film director Lars von Trier turned the song's sentiment on its head in the film Dancer in the Dark in 2000, starring the Icelandic singer Björk. The song takes place in the prison cell, halting and miserable, as Björk's character Selma faces death. Lady Gaga performed My Favourite Things at the Oscars in 2015 as part of a medley marking the 50th anniversary of The Sound of Music. Julie Andrews joined her on stage at the close of a tribute, but the composer and lyricist Stephen Sondheim called Lady Gaga's performance a travesty. Several parodies of the jaunty original have done the rounds, including a so-called senior version that rails at thin bones and fractures and hair that is thinning. There have been many jazz versions, but the guitarist Grant Green stands out with a perfectly weighted cover from 1964. Coltrane himself repeatedly reworked My Favourite Things, burrowing ever deeper into phonics and abstraction. The renditions captured on his album Live at the Village Vanguard Again and his final live recording, the Olutunji Concert, are intense epics that take the song into uncharted territory. Coltrane's Favourite Things is almost unrecognisable next to the stage show original.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.